You're with Lauren Kelleher from Government IQ. Welcome to the podcast for the 6th Annual Enterprise Risk Management for Government 2012. And joining us today for this live interview is Deslia Selms, Assistant Director of Audit and Risk at ComSuper. Welcome, Deslia.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yes, thank you for joining us today. And I'll just start off by asking, would you be able to tell us just a little about your experience in the industry?
Sure. Look, I've been in Commonwealth Government since 2007. Prior to that, I had a fairly eclectic career with a number of strands to it, so it's not quite the standard lifelong public service thing. It's been really interesting for me to come into the Canberra environment, which is an interesting microcosm of its own. I think most people who've had any dealings with Commonwealth would agree. I think one of the things that's been fantastic for me in this industry has been that there is so much diversity in terms of abilities to grow outward as well as upward. You know, for someone like me who's got a background in blending a lot of different strands together, that's just been fantastic. So I've really enjoyed my time in government and certainly in the last few years in the corporate governance and risk management area.
Great. So, Deslia, what is the background of the management of risk, or MOR model, and what are the advantages?
The management of risk model, or MOR, is a product of the UK Office of Government and Commerce, or OGC. Just to put a bit of flesh around that, the OGC was a product of the then UK Prime Minister Tony Blair's administration. He had a very strong interest in good governance and public sector effectiveness, so really embodying the new public management values and thinking, and really embedded that into this idea of this OGC body that was really aimed at developing efficiency and process in ways that would develop a very effective public service. The OGC is now a department of the UK Cabinet Office, so you may have a little trouble tracking them down online at the moment, but that's the history. Where that becomes interesting for us is that the OGC really pioneered some excellence in business practice, and they made those methodologies available to a wider audience. By the way, the Australian government recognised its own intellectual property to be a publicly owned and shared resource where possible in the Web 2.0 report some years on. So this is part of really a worldwide rethink about public sector knowledge and who owns it and how we can use it to learn from one another. So the OGC brought out a number of process models that are in widespread use today across the world, including PRINCE2 for projects and ITIL for IT management. The thing that I really like about OGC models in general, and this is something sorely lacking in the risk management world, is that it pulls together a whole package. It shows us what a good framework looks like and how it should be governed and what the management products, that is, the documents are, and what role the products play in pulling it all together and what the process is to pull it all together. It's methodical and it's holistic and it's scalable. You can assemble a working framework from scratch within scarce resources fairly quickly if need be. It's entirely compatible with ISO 31000, but it takes the ISO 31000 vision of what a functional risk management capability looks like and shows you how to get there.
Great. So just following on from that, Deslia, so is this model something that can be adopted by an ISO 31000 environment?
Absolutely. MOR is an applied process model that does all the things ISO 31000 expects and then some. One thing I like about MOR is that it has a very mature and nuanced and outcomes-focused view of risk management, which I think you'll agree can be quite difficult to achieve in a process model. Process models are notorious for simplifying complex tasks so completely that the real purpose is no longer achieved. MOR isn't like that. It deals with questions about how to triage your attentions when you need to and how to build in early warning indicators so that you can see when your risk profile is starting to change. it does put parameters around actions so they can be managed in a controlled way, but it still situates those parameters in a mature environment and assumes mature judgment in the people that are doing them. It's also highly auditable with very clear trails of control and information movement, which is fantastic for those of us in high assurance environments.
Great. So what other types of risk management models are being used successfully around the world in an ISO 31000 environment?
Well, the first model I'm going to mention isn't explicitly a risk management model at all. I firmly believe that every risk manager should have a high-level knowledge of the Business Analysis Body of Knowledge, or BABOC. There are key concepts in BABOC about how to elicit the right information from people and how to manage your information to provide full traceability from identification, so in our case of controls, through to design, through to testing, through to implementation. In terms of other risk models in use though, I'd mention Risk IT, which is a holistic IT model that aims to bridge the gap between generic standards, various silos often found in IT management, and business by focusing on good governance and linkages with value management. There are also some special application ones. For instance, ones that apply prioritisation with a view to integrating with audit planning. The key element to all of these models is that they apply the high-level characteristics of the ISO 31000 to the special needs of a specific environment, but they also identify the gaps between the process and their business needs, and they fill them.
Great. And just lastly, what methods can be used to embed a risk management culture across your department and business?
Look, I think most people in most organisations will find, if they scratch the surface hard enough, that the risk management culture is actually already there. It's just a matter of plugging into it. In every organisation, some problems get solved and some don't. The problem is that people working in the areas that aren't being addressed usually are not hearing why that's so, or hearing that their input is appreciated even though we couldn't fix the problem this time around. We really need to train our middle managers to respond appropriately to reported issues and risks, because if they don't, what you eventually get is an environment where people don't tell anymore. And the danger of that is your long-term view is tainted because you're missing half the information. It's true that we can't fix every risk, but it's really important that we still know what they are.
Great. Well, Desley, thank you so much for your time today, and we look forward to your presentation at the conference in May.
Fantastic, Lauren. Happy to be here.
Thank you. You've been listening to Government IQ's podcast with Desley Selms, Assistant Director of Audit and Risk at ComSuper. And for more information about the conference, to register or to request a brochure, please visit www.ermgovernment.com.au or call 6102 922 9000 or email inquire@iqpc.com.au. This has been Lauren Kelleher from Government IQ, and that's all until next time.